From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Mike McCarthy and Mike, got to talk about the NFC Championship game. You played so well for most of the game. I know it was a shocking ending for you. Just maybe describe your general disappointment on how things went down.
Well, I think first and foremost, I think I have to express how proud I am of our football team. I thought the 2014 Packer football team was clearly one of my best, or if not the best, team that I've been fortunate enough to coach. When you look at preparation and just the flow of how our season went, just the ability to come to work every day, this group brought great energy, a lot of focus, the culture, leadership. We had improvements in so many areas. So I think that's a very important part, and it will be for me, the memory of this season. So NFC Championship game. Great game. I mean, it was a phenomenal game to be a part of. Obviously, we don't like the way it turned out. We were very confident going into the game. You could see it building throughout the week, the energy in the practice. Walking off the field Saturday of the practice up there in Seattle, I don't think there was any doubt, and that was confirmed. You know, Saturday night in our team meeting was just unique. The energy was off the charts. And so felt very confident going in. We jumped on them the way we wanted to. It's like any football game. It's a matter of making the most of your opportunities. With the turnovers, the defense generating one on special teams. Opportunities offensively to be in a much higher point total was obviously evident. But the way we wanted to run the ball and accomplish those things, we really felt like we were in control of the game pretty much the whole game. And then it really was, it got down to, critical time, and they made every critical play. I mean, I've never been a part of a game like that. To see that many big critical plays made in a short period of time where the game gets flipped. And with that, 22-19, our offense marches right down the field again, and when it needed to, and to take the game in overtime. So, I felt good in overtime, and they made the two big plays in overtime to win the game.
Mike, I don't know about you, but the really frustrating thing, and you mentioned the way your team played much of that ball game, the down-to-down football, the frustrating thing is the best team didn't win. I don't know if you could agree with that, but the best team didn't win that game.
Well, the biggest thing for us is, we understand the way it goes. It's we felt we were the best team going in. Nobody else did, but which was actually more fun for us. So we felt we were the best team going into the game, based on what we accomplished throughout the season, based on what we put on video, how we matched up, and felt good about the things that, what we wanted to do and were able to do, from the on start of the game. I was totally convinced our defense would have a big day. I didn't expect really the point total for their offense to be much, much more than 17 points. And our pitch was to be the best team that day, and we put ourselves in position to do it. We just didn't get it done at the critical time.
I know it's still fresh, Mike, but are there lessons to be learned? How are you doing? How are the players doing? How do you overcome it?
Well, I mean, everybody's fine. I mean, everybody's disappointed. Everybody is, feels like we were, destined to go to Phoenix and create that opportunity for ourselves. I've spent the last 2 days speaking with each player, and frankly, from an exit interview standpoint, I've never been through such a positive experience. I mean, it's a lot of confirmation of the number of changes. You look to make changes and adjustments every year in your program. I feel like the things that we did change were very beneficial to our football team. You could see it in the results. So, everybody feels good about where they are. So, I mean, we got some areas that we have to take a hard look at. We'll do that. But frankly, we'll do that in every area. I mean, it's the way we go about evaluating our program won't change. We'll look at everything, from the head coach all the way down. So, I feel good about the conversations with the players. They made it a lot easier for me, that's for sure.
Mike, the NFC Championship game, it's got to be something that's going to linger. How on earth did you click off the game and click on the exit interviews? Because it's kind of two different animals, isn't it?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, you have a long flight home from Seattle. Seeing your children in the morning kind of puts things in perspective. Frankly, you know, the first interview was Julius Peppers. And, you know, I was fine after that. You know, so, I mean, you have some, you know, you have a conversation that may be tough in certain spots or, you know, certain things you may disagree with or this and that. But really, I mean, the positive energy from the veterans and the ones that have been here and have seen the, you know, what we've done in the past and how we do things and the position that we put ourselves in, the quality of football that we played throughout the year was great. And, you know, it's definitely got me rolling down the road to get ready and start building, you know, our new team for 2015.
Plenty more on a successful 2014 and 2015 to come on the Mike McCarthy Show. And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, just a couple more things on the AFC Championship game. Obviously, a lot of tension on the Brandon Bostic play. He admits he was supposed to block on it. It's admirable that he's talked not once but twice about it. What do you say to a guy when he makes a mistake like that?
Well, I've had opportunity to talk to Brandon one-on-one. You know, I think it's important to, you know, for everybody to understand. And, you know, like I told him, I mean, you're part of this football team, and you know, it's we're all. They're all accountable to, you know, what we say and what we do and how we perform. So, I mean, that's something that's been consistent all year. So it's no surprise for him to approach that situation the way he did. So, he has to move on from this. I mean, this will not define his career. And, you know, he needs to do everything that he needs to do to, you know, to prepare himself to move forward, you know, just like we all do.
Mike, there were several things at the end of the game. It was like the perfect storm. Couldn't happen, but did happen. As you look back, is there one thing that really gnaws at you? Maybe it's the onside kick. I don't know. But is there one thing that really gnaws at you as you move forward?
Well, I think it's probably a couple of things. I mean, it's you know, they haven't scored an offensive touchdown. You know, and then in the third quarter, obviously, they had the fake field goal. And with the ability to, you know, keep them the way we had them. And then, you know, we talk about field position being such a priority. You know, we didn't change the field position. And then, you know, they had the, you know, the short field went down and scored. And, you know, then obviously the onside kick. So, I mean, you're sitting there with 5 minutes in the game and it's 19-7 and all of a sudden it's 21-19. So, that was frustrating. But, you know, once again, I mean, we talk about the identity of this football team, you know, the discipline, the grit, and the ability to stay fundamentally sound at the most important time in the game. And, you know, the 2 minute drill was very impressive. I mean, it was very impressive, and to go down there and you know, kick the field goal and take it to overtime. So, but they, you know, once again, they hit the two big plays in the overtime, and, you know, I mean, you just have to give them the credit.
Other thing is Morgan Burnett picks the pass off, you know, with 5 minutes left. Can you maybe explain, you know, Julius Peppers, what the signal is or whatever, and just kind of what happened there in that sequence?
I think guys are playing football. I mean, it's, you know, everybody was, you know, at that point in the game, you know, we were confident, you know, because once again, they had scored. Mm-hmm. But they hadn't scored a point at that point. And the ability to, you know, get into the 4 minute offense, and it's been so effective this year. And, you know, and frankly, as, you know, as an offensive staff, we were extremely confident in, you know, in our eight gap runs, meaning, you know, closing up both ends, two tight ends on a ball. So, you know, it's you know, you get to that point, you think, you know, let's slam the door shut, and it didn't happen.
Mike, Marshawn Lynch, his final numbers, 157 yards rushing, 6.3 a carry. However, during the game, it didn't feel like that. I was surprised to see the final totals. How did you look at the defensive effort against Lynch?
Well, I think, you know, the production in the fourth quarter is really, you know, not only the scoreboard but the statistics. You know, he had his biggest runs there at the end. You know, but I thought, you know, once again, for three quarters, we held him under wraps, and we were where we needed to be. And we had a lot of opportunities. We just didn't take advantage of them.
One of the things early in the game, Mike, are the field goals near the end zone. Are you still very comfortable with, you know, obviously that situation, taking the
ball?
Well,
I mean, you know, when you go into a game, you have an idea of if you're going to emphasize, you know, pushing it or pulling back. Mm-hmm. But I think you have to do what you always do. You know, I think it's clear my history is being more aggressive in those types of situations. You know, but basically on the first one, what I saw on second and third down, it was the right decision. You know, we had color, we had penetration through our blocking unit, and, you know, it was early in the game. It was important to get points up in that environment. We was following our first turnover that, you know, we felt was a missed opportunity. Obviously, Aaron was treating it as a free play, and thought we had the offsides called there on Michael Bennett, and then, you know, we have the interception in the end zone. So, I mean, you know, there's things that you look at going into that, and that's part of your decision making. So, I was very confident in the second and third down call. The first down call was excellent, you know, the ability to run it down there. But, you know, our second and third down calls were good calls, and frankly, you know, we in hindsight, you wish we would have converted those. But, yeah, I have no problem with the first one. The second one was fourth and two, so I don't really understand why that's even really a topic.
Mike, you just addressed the red zone stuff. Third down, you've been a good third down team all season. Not good in Seattle, 3-for-14. Was that costly? Not a big deal. How do you look at that?
Oh, I don't know, definitely. I mean, situational football is usually factors in the outcome of games. It really factors in the outcome of production, especially, you know, the fact of the matter is you know, we were trying to benefit from the turnovers. So, yeah, I mean, the third down production clearly wasn't what it needed to be.
All right, next up, Larry on the Telestrator, bringing down the play from the NFC Championship game. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Here's the snap. Give to Stark, sliding to the left side, gets a block, cuts it back to the right, to the 30, 35, 40. He's outside the numbers, 45, 50, right sideline, forced out of bounds, in Seattle territory, 32-yard run.
That's a nice block from David Bakhtiari. T.J. Lang downfield, getting a linebacker by, and then James Starks reading him well.
The Packers offensive line, a well-oiled machine, and we have a great example from the Seattle game. Now, so much of the Packers running game is predicated on combination blocking, where, for instance, these two are responsible for these two. But the Packers managed to take it a step further, where these three are responsible for these three. Let's snap the ball and watch it start to develop. Okay, Corey Linsley, his block is basically made by that defensive tackle's charge. Now the difficult part becomes David Bakhtiari and Josh Sitton coordinating on the outside. But watch Bakhtiari slide his man into Sitton and then come off for the linebacker, and look at that hole for James Starks, and we are just getting started. On the backside, T.J. Lang running Cam Chancellor by the hole. Great cut by Starks, and then look at that move on Earl Thomas, the all-pro safety. Coming up here, Packer wide receivers block better than anybody. This isn't a great block, but the presence of Randall Cobb gets James Starks some extra yards. Same with Jordy Nelson up here. And Starks is going for 32 yards against the league's number one defense. And it all started with great coordination up front. Now we'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
Extended. Here's the snap. Placement made. Kick to the upright. And it is good! It is good! With 14 seconds remaining, the Packers have tied the game at 22.
Tell me that was a little clutch football right there.
My goodness. You talk about an answer.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, one solid, consistent performer, Mason Crosby, in the NFC Championship game, 5-for-5 on field goals. What type of a weapon do you have now in him and just the confidence that you have in him?
Well, I mean, Mason, we keep acting like, you know, what happened a long time ago, it happened yesterday. I don't know why we do that, but I mean, he's kicked very well for a long time. He's breaking records. And, you know, I thought at Seattle was probably his finest, you know, road performance. You know, I thought he hit the ball great all day, and he was big for us in that game.
maybe Mason Crosby's finest moment. Your offensive line has had a lot of fine moments. I thought the Seattle game was another one.
Oh, no doubt. I thought our O-line was extremely physical up front. We wanted to go right at him in a run game. We did that. Michael Bennett gave us some fits, with his, the way he plays, even in the pass protection part of it, too. So I thought our O-line played well.
Clinton Dix had a couple of interceptions, and what are you looking for, Mike, from him in year two?
Well, having a chance to talk to Ha-Ha and all the rookies, and you're really finished with the standard line. I'm sure you've heard time and time again the importance of the rookies to take a huge step going into their second year. He obviously has a very good foundation to build off of. I know he was excited about the opportunity here. Loves Green Bay, and we just had a very positive. Positive meeting. So I'm excited about our rookie class, and I thought Ha had a heck of a year.
Mike, you have made a huge investment as far as your team's culture in dealing with noise at an opponent's field. I mean, you started in OTAs and it's been going on for several years. Did you find that investment paying off in that situation, the NFC Championship game?
No doubt about it. I mean, the cadence mechanics were is the best I've ever seen. I mean, when you go into, an opposing stadium, especially that loud, and you're drawing, their defensive line off sides, I mean, that speaks volumes. So Aaron's a master of that, as far as the cadence and our, our O-line and just the communication and the network that they have and the adjustments they've made. I thought that was probably the best performance I've ever seen in that type of environment.
We talked about Ha-Ha, but are there other younger players, Mike, that you look to take another step or maybe bigger roles next year?
All of them. I mean, I've told every single one of them. I've told them the history of, players that make a huge leap from years one to two. And frankly, the ones that were in year two that didn't have that huge leap, it's, they did make sure they do it going from two to three. So everything we do is designed on the development of young players. Our investments as an organization and the design of how we teach our players is very evident where the focus is. And with that, they need to respond.
All right, next up, our final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back on the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, every year, this time of the year, next year you'll have a different team. Is it an uncertain time? Are there key cogs that you're thinking about for next year as far as just kind of planning ahead?
No, I'm really not thinking about next year, but I know the process of building 2015 is starting to happen. So, we've had our exit interviews. We'll sit down as a coaching staff, go through the final grades, and then we'll start the evaluation process probably right after the Super Bowl. So we'll get started then, and we'll go about the way we always do. We always talk about looking at every component, what needs change, what needs adjusted, and what we need to emphasize. That approach has never changed. I thought we really hit the target. Looking back on last year, the number of things we did change, I thought were excellent. I think the things we adjusted worked out very well, too. And we need to continue to emphasize the importance of culture and leadership in our locker room. And I thought that was probably our biggest growth as a football team. The leadership this year is the biggest improvement that we made from last year to this year.
Maybe, Mike, you can help us all out. Over the years, I've noticed you handle adversity, disappointment very well. How will you handle this latest disappointment?
I think you need to be the same every day. This is disappointing. This disappointment is really the final chapter of 2014. This isn't the old days where you're able to coach the same team for a number of years. History will tell you that it will be 25%, 30% different next year as far as our roster. So with that, we need to, we need to take the lessons that we've learned from this year and apply them to how we build and grow for next year. But 2015 will be a whole different opportunity. You don't ever carry anything from year to year. I mean, you can carry experiences and apply some training from those experiences, but you have to build your football from step one, and we will start that process.
Mike, congratulations on a very good 2014, and look forward to seeing you in 2015, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. That's the Mike McCarthy Show for this week. Thanks for watching this year.